Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. If you're with me, it means that it is Tuesday. I hope that your week has gotten off to an absolutely fantastic start, and it is absolutely great to be back with you again. What better than a public holiday in the middle of the week just to break things up a little bit? So I hope that you have some fantastic stuff planned for Women's Day this Wednesday, 9th of August. And if you don't, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions of things to do in and around this stunning city of Joburg that we live in. Let us kick off. So don't forget, Decorex Joburg is making its appearance. It is opening this Wednesday, the 9th of August, and running through to Sunday, the 13th of August. It is the decor, design, and lifestyle event, and it is taking place at Gallagher Convention Center, co-sponsored by Plascon and Caesarstone. And it is literally, if you want to decorate your home from your bathroom to your kitchen to your living room to your patio to your garden, everything that you need to do with decor and home developments and improvements, if you will. You can buy things like cushions, you can get patio furniture, and often a lot of the guys run absolutely fantastic specials and discounts at the show. So you can get some insane discounts on things like garden furniture and lounge suites and all that kind of stuff. So do make sure that you pop through to go and check out Decorex this week. Prices range from 120 Rand for adults down to 20 Rand for kids under 12. And there's also a whole bunch of food and yummy coffees and drinks and all sorts of stuff on the go. So it really is actually a really super fun day out. Trade days are the 10th and 11th of August, and tickets are available at the door, or you can get them online at ticketpros.co.za. Decorex 9 through 13 August at the Gallagher Convention Center. Now, one of our stalwarts performers, who has performed more than 6,000 live performances, Nathaniel, is celebrating 30 years in the industry. Make sure that you have got your tickets booked. I did speak about this last week. Thursday, the 24th of August through Sunday, the 24th of September. So he's here for a month. He's doing his show, and it is called 30 Years in 90 Minutes. I am absolutely intrigued to see how on earth he is going to get 30 years worth of everything that he's done in his life, and it has been nothing short of amazing, into a mere hour and a half. And later today, I'm actually going through to go and meet Nathaniel and do an exclusive one-on-one interview with him. So I'll be sharing that with you guys next week. So do join me next week. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. So if you want to get your tickets, make sure that you book now. Nathaniel always sells out well in advance, and he is literally one of SA's top performers. Tickets are priced from 160 Rand per person and can be purchased through the Empress Palace box office on 011-928-1297, or you can also visit the website empresspalace.com, or tickets are also available on CompuTicket.com. No kids under the age of 15, and there's going to be a whole bunch of limited edition luxury souvenir programs and a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, this man literally has got cookbooks, he's got you know what, and so stuff will be on sale there as well. So that is Nathaniel's 30 Years in 90 Minutes, running Thursday 24th of August through Sunday 24th of September at the breathtaking Theatre of Marcellus at Emperor's Palace. So excited to meet Nathaniel a little bit later. So please make sure you join me next week. That's going to be pretty epic. Now, if you enjoy good comedy and you enjoy a good laugh, you may recall I interviewed one half of the live series duo, Joey Razdeen, who performed this last weekend at Goldreef's Lyric Theatre. And coming up the 18th and 19th of August, it is the turn of another funny man, Jason Goliath. The two have teamed up. They are doing a whole bunch of stuff with some epic guests like Barry Hilton, Mark Lottring. It's absolutely fantastic. These guys are up to absolutely amazing things. And I'm so excited to go and see Jason Goliath performing live on the 18th and 19th of August. But before I give you all the details, I got to catch up with Jason, find out a little bit more about what you can expect from his live series and where to in the future.
What can we expect? What you've got 2 days. You're going to have fun with it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
what can people expect?
Well, you know, so because we're filming, the 2 days are going to be very similar. Day two will be kind of day one with the tweaks, just to give us options for final edit, because it's going to box office and then to DVD.
Yes.
So we're obviously very, very conscious of the filming, which is very exciting. But it's, you know, I think that if I take a step back, it's my first everything. This is my first preview of the show. It's my first one man show, and I get to do it kind of in the same. In the same series as probably my favorite South African comedian of all time, Joey, yeah, who's my mentor, my great friend, and, you know, feels like my brother of thoughts. With my show, I'm going all in. I took this long to do a one-man show. I've been doing comedy for 6 years now.
Yes.
I took this long to do a one-man show because I was very conscious of waiting to be fully comfortable in my comedy voice. And I think that, you know, had I done one sooner, it would have just been funny. This one doesn't just need to be funny. It also needs to be Jason Goliath.
Wow.
100%. But it's also like, you know, when I go and watch, I was fortunate enough to watch Dave Chappelle live.
Oh,
but
wow.
I'm going to watch Seinfeld live in Canada next week.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I know what I'm expecting. I don't know what they're going to say.
But you know.
But I know, I understand their brand. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I needed to kind of establish and become comfortable in my brand. So.
Because, I mean, it's been Goliath and Goliath for so long. It's been you guys doing it. So too. It must actually be quite scary. I would, not scary, but it's a new step. It's a new...
It's
terrifying. I don't know, you know?
It's not so scary. I've got to do an hour and 20 minutes of... It's terrifying, but at the same time, it's my favorite thing.
In the world.
universe. And it is so, so, so terribly exciting. So, first of all, I want to start with, in terms of what you can expect, let me answer the question, finally. In terms of what you can expect, my definition of comedy is something that makes you laugh before you decide if you're morally comfortable with the context or not. And you've all seen that picture that makes you laugh first and then go, oh, this is so wrong.
This is old.
So, I'm not saying that that's the entire show, but I'm definitely that type of comedian, and those are the things I find funniest. So, 80% of the show is based on relationships. And it's relationships in its rawest, truest form. And when I say its rawest, truest form, I'm talking about the stuff that you don't even say to your partner that you think. The stuff that annoys you that you
think. Is she going to hear stuff on stage that she's going to be like, what?
She is definitely, well, you know, because I she's great and she's my sounding board. So she just is very often surprised by, oh my God, I didn't even know you noticed that.
Yes.
You know, and that's the type of reaction I'm going for. Where both men and women, whether you're single and thinking about a relationship, single, don't want to be in a relationship, are in a relationship and are looking forward to the next step, are in a relationship and looking forward to getting out.
It's still funny.
100%. Because my whole thing is, it's about relatability. And how do I create a show that is going to be as relatable as I found Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious the first time I watched it? And that's what I'm benchmarking the show on. Not from a crassness point of view, but just from a freedom of speech, from a freedom of expression, and making something so funny that people understand why you need to be as descriptive. And I like at some points of the show to get incredibly detailed. I don't want to say graphic, but incredibly detailed on things that very often make people slightly uncomfortable, but they know they've been
they can't help but laugh.
And I feel like also that not only are you going to laugh, but that's the stuff people take away.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about the last stand-up special you watched, you probably enjoyed it, but you can't quote any of the jokes.
No.
And the reason most people can't quote the jokes is because those jokes didn't mean anything to you other than just being funny. And I'm aiming to let people leave going, I can't believe, I want couples to laugh. That come to the show together, I want them to laugh for years to come.
I want to make a quip.
100%.
Okay, all right, now that's cool. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, how did this collab come about? I mean, obviously Joe's been, well, he's a stalwart of comedy. You're on the scene. Well, not new, but you're up and coming. And how did you guys wind up doing, like, this is going to be our thing together?
You know, sometimes the universe just facilitates things. At the right time and in the right way. So Mnet Mnet Movies approached Joey and myself separately. The dates at the Lyric happened to coincide, like, you know, they're two weeks apart. And because Joey and I are great friends, I didn't see the point in, you know, it's part of the same series of comedy specials. So there's such a strong link there. There's such a strong relationship between the two of us. And I just said to him that it's an honor for me to be able to kind of share this platform with him. And he felt exactly the same way. And it just, you know, it's magic because it's Joe and it's, you know, not somebody else. And if I had to choose one person, I'm sorry to Nicholas and Donovan Goliath, but I would choose Joey because he's my favorite.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward. I'm sure it's going to be great. And what next? Where are you heading after this? What can we expect?
I'll give you a little exclusive. So nobody in the world knows this.
Am I the first person?
You are officially the first interview that I've said this in. But I'm off to the big comedy festival in Canada, JFL, which is just for last, the Montreal International Comedy Festival. And I have been invited to perform in a special that's been filmed for Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Network. So Kevin Hart has commissioned four shows to be filmed. And I am one of the comedians, myself, Luiso Madinga, and Robbie Collins from South Africa, who have kind of been selected through a huge process. The whole festival is an invite-only festival, so it doesn't matter what show you get to perform on, but the fact that we're going to be performing on possibly, one of the top 10 most exciting shows at the festival is ridiculous.
That's amazing.
So we get to do that in JFL. We're there from the 24th to the 30th, and it's not only going to be a great time. A lot of South African comics are going through this year, but it's definitely the biggest 8-minute set of my life.
And I think that's something that gives you like clout. Not that you don't have clout, but it's something to say. Like, listen, I'm a force to be reckoned with.
Well,
you know.
Well, in honesty, so I've done a lot of international. Well, not a lot, but I've done more than most from big international shows. But it definitely helps to go, hey, I've got I've been part of
got this on my resume.
Five Comedy Central specials. I've been selected to perform on Kevin Hart's LOL Network. It definitely was. So what it does is when I go to New York and I ask for a spot, I'm not just Jason Goliath, the comedian from South Africa. I'm Jason Goliath that's been vetted by the Montreux Comedy Festival in Switzerland, Montreal. I've shot a Comedy Central special there 2 years ago. So it definitely helps.
It's a good thing to have on your resume.
It's not a bad thing to have on your resume.
And how can people get hold of you? What is your website details? How can they follow you on social media?
So follow me on Jason Goliath on everything. So just JASONGOLIATH. And then follow Goliath and Goliath on everything. And I think that's kind of it. You can go to the GoliathComedyClub.com to kind of book tickets to the shows. And we very often perform at our club here at Melrose Arch. And we are super excited. And then GoliathandGoliath.com.
So if you want to check Jason out, that is the 18th and 19th of August, the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City, and the show times are 8 o'clock, no under 18s, do note, and ticket prices range from 110 through to 220, and there are also royalty box seats available, which includes food and beverages from 350 Rand. Make sure you book on CompuTicket.com, or you can also give them a call, 0861 915 8000. Funny man, Jason Goliath live at the Lyric on the 18th and 19th of August. This is going to be very, very good. So make sure you get your tickets and do not miss out. Coming up later this year, and I like to tell you about things that are coming up because I feel like, you know, you should diarize them, you should plan. If your life's as hectic and as crazy as mine is, you want to make sure that this is in your diary. One of my favorite musicals, Rock of Ages, yay, is coming again to Gold Reef City's Lyric Theatre from Friday the 17th of November through Sunday 10th of December. It is going to be absolutely epic. I loved the movie with Tom Cruise, and I'm really, really looking forward to some scenes of rock and roll debauchery, as they say, PG advised. So that sounds quite interesting. And the musical, of course, tells the story of Drew, who's a city boy from South Detroit, and Sherry, who's a small town girl who've both landed up in LA to chase their dreams of making it big and reaching stardom. And Rock of Ages celebrates a time when glamour rock bands were the epitome of, you know, decadence, oversized egos, guitar solos, all that kind of stuff. And it'll take you down memory lane with
awesome songs like We Built the City, I Wanna Rock, Don't Stop Believing, and many, many, many more. There's a stellar South African cast lined up. Josh Ansley from The Voice SA Season 2 runner-up, Claire Taylor, Zach Hendricks, Craig Urbani, Andrew Webster. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So do make sure that you have got your tickets booked. Tickets are available via the website, goldreefcity.co.za, or also the Gold Reef City box office. And again, of course, CompuTicket. So that is Rock of Ages heading our way, 17 November to Sunday, 10th of December. And that is going to be absolutely fantastic at Gold Reef City's Lyric Theatre. I'm so excited. Yay! Something else coming up you want to make sure you have in the diary? So excited. Splash! The Water Circus is heading to SA direct from Russia. It is opening on Saturday the 19th of August at the Globe at Silver Star Casino. And it is a circus for the modern age, presenting all sorts of circus genres, all sorts of your usual circus acts that you would see, except everything's in water. And another bonus, there are no animals, which makes me quite exciting. You can expect dazzling lights and a laser show, water fountains, fantastic costumes. This looks absolutely fantastic, and I am so looking forward to seeing this. So that is Splash, the Water Circus. It is running at the Globe at Silver Star Casino from Saturday 19th of August through to Sunday 17th of September. Tickets range from 100 to 375 Rand, and bookings are through CompuTicket on CompuTicket.com, or you can give them a call, 0861 915 8000. Looks absolutely spectacular. Don't forget, everything that I am chatting about on the show today is available on my website. So if you want to go and get some more information, or you want to double check the ticket prices or the dates, please head on over to heatherhook.com and go and check out. Everything is listed there. Another superb show heading our way only next year. But again, like I said, make sure it is in your calendar. This is right up my alley, guys. And it is literally, is it an illusion or isn't it? Showtime Management is bringing us Josie Folk, the Illusionists, direct from Broadway. And they're going to be in South Africa for the first time ever. And they're going to be bringing us some joy from Valentine's Day, Wednesday, the 14th of February, through to Sunday, the 11th of March, 2018. This is said to be a mind-blowing spectacular, which showcases the jaw-dropping talents of seven of the world's most incredible illusionists on Earth. You can literally expect to be enthralled. The show is set to be packed with thrilling and sophisticated magic of unprecedented proportions, and audiences are going to see some absolutely stunning acts, including grand illusion, levitation, mind reading, disappearing, sawing people in half, everything you've ever expected from some of the top guys in the world. You know, such as, rivaling Harry Houdini, and it's a completely new and revamped show, and they have been wowing audiences around the world. I'm so excited. So The Illusionists is heading first to Cape Town, and then it is coming through to us here in Joburg. Magic tricks, death-defying stunts, and acts of breath. Taking wonder. Yay! That is taking place at the Teatro at Monte Cassino, as I said, 14th of Feb through to Sunday, the 11th of March. Ticket prices range from 250 to 500 Rand, including VAT. All the booking details are available on my site, so make sure that you go and check out The Illusionists. Excuse me. So another thing you want to make sure that you have your tickets for, I don't even know if there are tickets left, I'm presuming if there are, there are very few, the Cradle of Food and Wine Fest that is taking place next weekend. That's Saturday the 19th of August from 11 until 4, and that is taking place at the Cradle Boutique Hotel. There's going to be over 18 wine farms, 18 wine, should I say, from more than 10 estates. It'll be pouring on the day, as well as some local gins from gin makers that are going to be present. Loads to do for the kids. You can get a picnic hamper. You can go and have some fun. It looks absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So make sure you have your tickets for the Cradle of Food and Wine Festival on Saturday, the 19th of August. Now, you may remember that I had a set of two tickets to give away, two adult tickets to give away. The competition has closed, and our winner is Mona Makwakwa. Well done. I have sent you an email. I'm sure that you're going to have an absolutely spectacular time. It looks so cool, and I will see you guys there. Do not despair. However, I have another competition lined up for you. Yay, yay, yay. This time I have a 500 Rand paint voucher from Prominent Paints to give away. So if you are all about things home decor and you're going through to Decorex and you really want to do, you know, a little bit of home decor and maybe give a room in your house a lick of paint, I have a 500 Rand paint voucher to give it away to one lucky reader to get creative with. So all you have to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, check out the winner 500 Rand paint voucher from Prominent Paints, answer a very, very easy question underneath, and you could stand a chance to win, and I'll be drawing my winner at the end of August. So make sure that you enter, and you could be giving a room in your house a new lick of paint, courtesy of the team from Prominent Paints in Midrand. Yay. Love to give things away. That is it from me for this week. Please do get engaged on social media. As you know, I am a social media addict. My handles, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and of course, Leblog, heatherhook.com. Everything I've spoken about on the show is on the blog, so do go and check it out. And please feel free to comment and tell me what you think and give me feedback and, yeah, just get engaged and get interactive. I always look forward to getting engaged with fans and followers and people that just kind of love to do what I do. So yeah, do stay in touch, and I will be back with you next week with loads more on the go in and around Joburg. Have an absolutely fantastic rest of the week, and I will chat to you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.